Today, I have a very, very important and stirring and relevant message for everyone, for the whole world, and that is the New World Order vaccines and the coming war on the saints. It sounds like two completely opposite things, but believe me, they are directly linked one to the other. I'm going to start off with a shock and awe quote. This is a quote that comes from ID 2020 Alliance. Now, listen very carefully. Listen to this. This is official plans that they have for the world. This is it. Non-participants in this system would be unable to buy or sell goods or services. That's very clear. No ambiguity. Let me back up just one sentence before that. I'm going to read a little bit more so you can get more of the drift of that. Here it is. Quote, as more and more transactions become digital in nature and are built around a single global identification standard supported by Microsoft, the question of who will govern this evolving global community and economy becomes relevant, especially since non-participants in this system would be unable to buy or sell goods or services. Unquote. That is a shocking statement. There's all kind of words out there proceeding forth from Bill Gates. He has said months ago that unless you get this vaccine, you won't have a digital certificate, an immunity passport. But this particular quote from ID 2020 Alliance is very explicit. No ambiguity. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. And if you know the Bible, Revelation 13, that is exactly the same penalty for those not having the mark of the beast. A lot of people don't know about this. They are denying and they are naysayers that this has anything to do with the real mark of the beast in the Bible. But they are wrong. This is the mark of the beast, no question. Bill Gates recently gave a timeline. Gates stated, best case by 2022, the pandemic will be over because of vaccines. But he also said, vaccinations will begin in early 2021 and return to normal by summer of 2021. But there's only one little stipulation, one little possible cog in the wheel, one maybe problem. And you know what that problem is? Well, they have to reach 70 to 80% of the world getting vaccinated. They have to reach what they call herd immunity, you know, like cows and sheep, like animals, like livestock. They have to reach herd immunity. And unless they reach that herd immunity, nobody's going back to normal, even though there's a vaccine that is available. This is the New World Order vaccines, plural, that we have been and are going to be subjected to. Gates said this is the decade of vaccines. Now, I know a lot of people at that particular point in time, when herd immunity is not reached, they're going to get very frustrated and even angry, intensely angry at all the people who wisely rejected the gene-altering toxic vaccine. And we are going to be branded as not only dangerous, but possibly sociopaths. In fact, they have actually thrown that kind of term out already for people not taking and not using a face mask in public. And this is going to lead to the war on the saints. It's going to be trouble and hatred and problems, especially vented on the saints. And I'm going to get more into the war on the saints later. But at this particular point in time, I have some very, I think, critical information to share with you on this unique vaccine that is coming. And this COVID-19 microneedle vaccine is going to leave a mark on a person's body. And remember now, I just read the quote, it's clear as crystal. Without that mark, you're not going to be able to buy or sell goods or services. But also connected with that mark on the body, with the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, is hydrogel biosensors, and they are going to change one's DNA. I am not exaggerating. I am not in error. What I'm telling you has come from authoritative sources, and you can verify every single thing I have said and will yet say. And this vaccine that they're talking about, this COVID-19 vaccine, is totally different from all vaccines of the past. So you might have heard, oh, vaccines are great. They have cured polio and lockjaw and other problems. Yay for vaccines. But this one's totally different. And the military is actually involved in the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's through DARPA. That's the abbreviation for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. The military. Now, that should sound loud alarm bells about this unique vaccine. Imagine the military being connected with the vaccine. Well, this thing is going to change a person's biology. This hydrogel will get in a person's tissues and become one with their tissues and change it. The person will no longer be 100% human because the hydrogel is there altering their genes, their DNA, and they become a hybrid, and only God knows what kind of hybrid. I know what they want to do. They want to connect us to artificial intelligence. They want us to be transhuman. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But this is exactly what they got planned. Now, you got to listen to this, because what is happening, this is coming from a microneedle vaccine. Not the typical hypodermic needle. This thing is going to look like a Band-Aid. Like Velcro on a Band-Aid, you just put on your arm. If you're the average type of person, you could administer it yourself. And they had a COVID-19 vaccine trial volunteer who stated this after the trial vaccine. Listen to this. That person said, "They killed God. I can't feel God. My soul is dead." Now, if I went no further than this, you should already know, hands down, no question, this is something that definitely, positively must not be taken. I mean, even if you're an atheist, and the Bible says atheists believe in their heart there is no God, they're a fool. Even if you're that type of fool, you surely don't even want to take this because this will alter your genes. But they're going to put pressure on us, big pressure, and restrictions tighter and tighter and tighter to try to get people to conform. And if they don't, well, they will be taken into captivity and beheaded. That's what the Bible says. No doubt you already know about this term warp speed. Trump spoke of that. And they're bypassing many safety precautions. They want to get this New World Order thing out there to the world, because this New World Order doesn't believe in God. In fact, they think they are a God. They want eternal life, but not with Jesus. Not the only way to have eternal life. They're trying to do it through technology and science, but not through the Lord. They're trying to get it a different way. So people are going to get very angry. They're not able to go back to normal. And this war on the saints is going to begin and escalate. Bill Gates stated the vaccines are going to start early next year, 2021. And by summer, this thing should be over, but it's not going to be over. It's going to stretch on and on and on and on. Gates said months ago, this is a decade of vaccines. I believe what they're doing, they're going to experiment on the whole human race to try to perfect this thing exactly like they want it, connecting it to artificial intelligence, AI, and then after it's quote-unquote perfected to the way they want it, then they will take it. But first, they need lab rats, guinea pigs. They want somebody to go through with this experiment, and if they call the herd, if they reduce the population, so much the better. There's too many people here. We got to reduce. Now, twice in the book of Genesis, God told Adam and then the second father of mankind, Noah, to fill the earth. But that's not the concept that Bill Gates has. He thinks there's too many people. That's the number one top world problem. We got to reduce. And that's what the New World Order is all about. Besides connecting the humans to artificial intelligence. And this is not fantasy. This is not science fiction. This is not conspiracy. This is reality, and it's here now, right now. Now, who knows what's going to happen? Seal number two is next. We have entered seal number one. Seal two is peace will be taken from the earth, and men will slay each other, Revelation 6, verse 4. So that might be the actual start of it. That is, when there's so many people not taking wisely this horrible vaccine. But then on the other hand, some people are projecting that maybe around election time in November, there's going to be a staged issue with Donald Trump, maybe staging his death. There'll be chaos and rioting, and that allegedly will spread around the globe. But regardless, whatever it is, Seal 2 will be accomplished. Peace will be taken from the earth, and men will slay each other. And in case you're not aware of it, there's such a thing called the Noahide laws. And they have brought back, in modern times, decapitation. The very way the saints that overcome and get in God's kingdom will get there through getting their head cut off. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Read it for yourself. But for their plan to succeed, they need to go digital and they need to install 5G. To go digital, they have to get rid of cash and credit cards. And they need a different kind of a system. So with this coronavirus scam, that's really just like the yearly flu, that has been blown up and the death count has been exaggerated and fear has been generated, and the need for an alleged vaccine for humanity to go back to normal is ever before us. And they needlessly shut down the businesses to accomplish their goal because they want to help crash the economy, create bankruptcy, generate fear, and offer a solution for deliverance and safety for people to go back to normal. The miracle COVID-19 vaccine that we are still awaiting right now in September 2020. And what they're going to do, once they do get the biosensors in the human body of the people that take the vaccine, they're actually going to be able to monitor their bodily functions, their brain waves, their emotions, and even modify their behavior, among other things. This is shocking. It's hard to believe, but I'm referring to authentic sources. These are facts. So this thing's going to change your genes, but worse, much, much worse than that. This mark or stamp or tattoo on the body coming with the vaccine, they call that a digital certificate immunity passport. The Bible calls it the mark of the beast. It's going to uniquely identify you and connect you to finances, to your finances. Oh, yeah. There are naysayers out there. Oh, no, this can't be the real mark of the beast in Revelation 13. And they say, well, there's too many other things that have to happen before it gets here. And besides, it's not going to be deceitfully administered. It's not going to be in secret. It's going to be out in the open. Well, folks, first of all, it is out in the open. Openly, authoritative sources have stated you are not going to be able to buy or sell unless you participate with their ungodly system. And exactly when that mark of the beast will be available, we're now being told earlier, if you remember, we were told maybe around September or October. But the latest from Gates is beginning of 2021. Maybe they're going to keep bumping it down the road until Bill Gates turns 66 in October of next year. I don't know. Maybe it'll be earlier, but it really doesn't make any difference. But it's down the road a piece, and you better not take that vaccine. You better not do that, because game over. If you take that mark on your body, that's it. You're done. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. It's very possible what they're going to do with this vaccine, it's going to be like a continuation, because Gates said this vaccine, the first one, is only going to be good for 1 year. And he stated, as I already mentioned, the decade of vaccines is here. So they're going to have multiple vaccines. He also stated there's going to be another pandemic, or he believes there will be another pandemic by 2025. So that's in the works. They're planning another pandemic. So again, more vaccines as they perfect all this technology, all this hydrogel, all the nanotechnology they're putting into humans that sadly take it. And if they show somebody, maybe Trump or someone else, getting the alleged vaccine, don't believe it. This is a time of deceit. It's probably a vitamin B shot or something else. It's not going to be the same kind of shot, the same kind of vaccine that caused that person to think they killed God. I can't feel God. It's going to be safe for them. And this thing, as I mentioned, body activity will be examined. Your brain waves, your body heat. Now listen to this. Hard to believe, but it's true. When people that take the hydrogel and get the biosensors in the body, when they perform a specific assigned task, those obedient people will actually be awarded cryptocurrency, and that'll be verified from their body activity. And again, this is not science fiction. This is reality. That's what they got planned, and they even put it on the World Wide Web for everyone to see, and it was patented 060606. The full patent name or the number is WO2020-060606, WO as in world order. When this all began around March or whenever it was, they said, we have entered the new world order, but they're going to drop the word new and just go with world order, because this is going to be global. This is the global community. You got to be a participant. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. You got to be hooked up digitally to cryptocurrency, which will occur because you got that mark on your body that is scannable. It's invisible to the naked eye, but it's very visible on their special smartphone app. And they keep saying, they talk about bio warfare and bioterrorism. That's what they're hanging in front of us. We hear of climate change and Agenda 21 and mass surveillance, all this stuff happening. And if you remember, for decades, we've heard the mark of the beast is going to be an RFID chip. Well, now with the quantum dot tattoo, nobody needs the RFID chip. They now got something easier, and that's a quantum dot tattoo. It's going to look like a little piece of Velcro on a Band-Aid. Anybody could administer to themselves, even the average person. And I have in front of me at this particular moment what anybody could view on a World Wide Web, and it's their plan, it's their diagram. On the lower left is a stick figure of a human, then a sensor and a user device, and then what's right in the middle of the diagram is a communication network, and then cryptocurrency, the upper right and the left, is the data storage. And they're going to get the sensor, that's going to be the bio chips coming through the hydrogel into the body with the vaccine, the micro needle vaccine. The user device is the iPhone, the Android, or the smartphone. The communication network is 5G, and that's why I brought that up before, and that's why they must connect 5G. And that's connected to cryptocurrency. Now imagine that. All this interconnected and all this information stored at a central database somewhere by somebody. We're not privy to that information yet. It's hard to believe, but that is exactly what they have planned. And again, I mentioned before the term transhumanism. They want eternal life and to live forever and to create life scientifically and technology-wise, but without God, without Jesus. They don't want to submit to the Lord Jesus. They don't want to do the will of the Father. They want to do their own ungodly, satanic thing. And they want to capture the whole world. Now, right now, at this point in time, I want to remind everyone out there, what Jesus said. He's the King of glory. Jesus, the King, said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. He spoke that to his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Whatever happens, whatever kind of bad news you hear, don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid. John 14, 27. They're planning, at least it's been hinted at, a very hard, cold winter here in the U.S. and large-scale blackouts. Maybe they're going to try to freeze us out. Remember now, great trouble, great persecution, great tribulation. That's us. Well, nobody right now in September 2020 is actually a vaccine rejected because it didn't come out. And that means nobody, even if the ones that do or do not wear a face mask, they didn't take the mark of the beast like some people might think. That's not the mark of the beast. And what we're dealing with here is mRNA. And this mRNA, that's messenger ribonucleic acid, this is what's going to change the DNA. And the vaccinated people will be controlled remotely. Somebody says, well, I wonder, could this possibly be the strong delusion, the powerful delusion that 2 Thessalonians 2 speaks of? Could it be? Well, it's not clearly stated in the Word of God, but it certainly seems like maybe, possibly, that might be connected with the people believing this pandemic lie and will take the COVID-19 vaccine. And it says, 2 Thessalonians 2, starting at verse 10, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. So there it is. That's why. They delight in wickedness. They refuse to love the truth to so be saved. And consequently, they're going to take this vaccine. But listen, there's also real Christians that are going to fall away, buckle under the pressure. Now, let's stop and think about this for a minute. But before I tell you what I'm about to say, listen to this. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So if you can't buy yourself, you're not connected digitally, how are you going to pay your taxes? How are you going to pay your house tax, property tax? How are you going to buy anything? And if you don't pay your house tax, your property tax, you lose it. I just seen recently on the internet, they said this woman lost her house because she couldn't pay her taxes. She was 6 cents short. Notice the number six. So they are trying to get people prepped to know you must pay your taxes. But people that are not connected with their system, not digitally connected to cryptocurrency because they didn't take the mark. Like it says in Revelation 13, 16 through 18, he forces everyone, small and great, rich and poor, to get that mark to be able to buy and sell. But there's a couple real important things I have to tell you because people are wondering, now, wait a minute. It says they're going to worship the beast and his image. So let's take a look at this. Revelation 14:9 says, the third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, and then it goes on, it states he'll go to the lake of burning sulfur. But the word worship there and elsewhere, especially connected with the worship of the beast or the Antichrist, it means to kiss like a dog licks his master's hand, to fawn or crouch to, or to adore. And the word image in the Greek now, that term in the Greek can mean likeness, representation, or resemblance. And without question, of course, the image could be a hologram that looks lifelike and speaks, but it's really not there. It's just a representation, a resemblance. I don't know. I know this, though, the Word of God is going to be perfectly fulfilled, every jot and tittle, exactly the way the Bible is written. Now, I want to throw something out to you. It might sound a little disjointed, but it's still related to all this. The Antichrist is going to rule and reign for 42 months. That will be terminated when Jesus comes back at the Mount of Olives. But before that occurs, the rapture will occur. And after the rapture, two things are going to happen: the marriage supper of the Lamb and the judgment for rewards for the righteous. Now, how long that marriage supper of the Lamb and the judgment for rewards for the righteous is going to take, I don't know. Is it going to take 2.5 years? Is it going to take 5 months? Is it going to take 1 second? Because God could do it in 1 second if he wanted to. But I don't know. But I'm just saying that, hopefully, to encourage you. But this we definitely do know. The rapture is post-trib, Mark 13:24-27. And we will face the Antichrist, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3. No question. There is no pre-trib rapture. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not. Just recently, again, for the umpteenth time, so many people were thinking, yes, rapture is going to occur. It's going to happen, well, according to them, over a 2 or 3 day time span, which is already past tense, about a week ago. So more disheartened saints. Of course we want to get raptured. Yes, we want to get out of here. Yes, we want to escape all this. But it's not going to happen. This is a test. Go by the Bible. It's what the Bible says that's going to happen. And right now, as Daniel said, and it will continue on, deceit will prosper, Daniel 8:25. Truth is thrown to the ground, Daniel 8:12. And the saints will be wore out or oppressed, Daniel 7:25. All of which is happening now, but will intensify. So you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. And do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Because it's looking so bad, especially so many people out in the world that are lost, they're turning not to God. They don't have God. They're not thinking about God. They're blind. They're turning to alcohol and suicide, much more than would typically be the case, because there's no hope. And this ugly thing called the New World Order got 666 written all over it. And not only Bill Gates' name in ASCII, and this New World Order, 060606, but Melinda Gates was being interviewed. She had an upside-down cross around her neck. That's a symbol in Satanism. And the Luciferous quantum dot tattoo, the mark on the body, Luciferous. But wait till you hear this. If you never heard this, it's going to blow you away. The design for those micro needles comes from a venomous snake fang, as from serpent. And we know who the serpent or the snake was in the garden. And explicitly in Revelation chapter 20, it's shown to be the devil. So folks, there's no question that you were born at this time. It's not by accident. Acts 17:26. For by one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole world, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. So he determined the times when you would be born. And here we are. We're going to face, it looks like, if we continue to live, we're actually going to face the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and this ugly, ungodly system they're projecting and forcing on us all. Now, I mentioned earlier the war on the saints. That is a major end time event. In Revelation 12:17, God's word says, then the dragon, that's the devil, was enraged. The Greek word means wrathful. This is the wrath of the devil, not the wrath of God. The great tribulation is not the wrath of God, it's the wrath of the devil. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman, went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. So clearly, Revelation 12:17 is talking about Christians, They hold to the testimony of Jesus. It can't be anyone else. And Revelation 13:7, just a few verses later in the next chapter, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. And folks, this is persecution unto death that is coming. And in Seal 5, because these faithful brothers and sisters, they were slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. That has to be you if you continue to live. Revelation 6, verse 9. But of all the verses describing how to overcome and get in God's paradise kingdom, this has to be the most important one to remember. Revelation 12, 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now that last part says you can't shrink from death. You remember Revelation 21:8. The very first word in that listing of those that go to the lake of fire is cowardly or fearful, as some will be at this time. Folks, for them to cut your head off, that's wonderful. You get to go to paradise instantly, right afterwards. That's how you should view it. To die is gain for the pure in heart. That's where you'll go. So don't let the devil use fear on you to crush you down, to beat you down. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus said, don't fear those that kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one that can destroy both body and soul in hell. That's God. Fear only God. And fear getting cut off from Jesus according to Romans chapter 11, verses 20 through 22. But the term great tribulation can be understood as a great persecution or great trouble. That is exactly what it is. And you're going to have to guard your mind because the attack, the battle is in the mind. So you have to force feed yourself. You're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Now listen to this. In the book of Acts, there was a war on the saints. You can read of it. I appreciate Christian history, but the problem is we don't know it's true. It might be, it might not be. Maybe part of it is, maybe part of it isn't. But we do know the history we have in the Bible is true. And in the book of Acts, we could read of the war on the saints that went on there. Acts 22, verse 4, the Apostle Paul stating what he was like when he was yet serving the devil, he said, I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them in prison. And in Acts 9, verses 1 and 2, murderous threats were given. And that's going to come. That's connected with all this. But we hear a lot of going back to normal, going back to normal. And I wonder, where is this in the Bible? All I know, it's in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29 says, how much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot and is treated as an unholy thing of the blood of the covenant that has sanctified him and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? Now notice this. This is talking about people that were previously Christian. What do? They trampled the Son of God underfoot. They treated it as an unholy thing of the blood of the covenant that sanctified them and insulted the Spirit of grace. Why? To return to the synagogue, to go back to normal. They committed eternal sin, which is exactly what the mark of the beast is. If you commit that one sin, you'll be damned. And if you don't believe me, and I ask you don't, if I can't back it up, and in this case, with the Bible, don't believe it. Revelation 14, 9 through 12. It's crystal clear. If you take the mark of the beast, you're finished. So early Christian life, totally unlike what most people think today about the Christian life. Totally unlike what's going on. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 12. When we are persecuted, we endure it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. for light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. It says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen. That's, in other words, you don't think about that. Your thought life is focused, locked on eternity. And to have it locked on eternity means you're going to be thinking about paradise and going home, which is getting closer and closer and closer and closer by the minute. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So how do you deal with persecution? That is coming. The war on the saints will happen. How do you deal with it? You patiently endure. You fix your eyes on what is eternal, and what is here and now is all temporary. Your house, your car, your job, everything. And remember this, it's your soul that is your most valuable possession. And that's what the devil's after. He wants your soul. Now let me back up. The Christian life, according to the Word of God, it begins when a person from their heart deeply repents. They cry out to Jesus for mercy, and they commit to Him, putting their faith and trust in Jesus to follow Him unashamedly, here and now to do the will of the Father, taking up their cross, living holy. But between initial salvation, getting born again, and actually getting into the kingdom, final salvation, there are many dangers. There's the sin danger, because Christians can commit certain type of sin, or sin unto death, sin is not led to death. But if they commit sin unto death, they're back on the road to hell. Also, certain false doctrine, believing or preaching it, will cause termination of spiritual life. But then persecution, the very thing that I'm dealing with, the very thing that's coming, the very test you are going to be subjected to, you must overcome. And how do you do that? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and not loving your life so much as shrink from death. You don't buckle. If they say you're a Christian, we're over here hunting Christians. Are you one? Yes! Yes! I followed Jesus! And let him cut your head off, or whatever they're going to do to you. It's all temporary. And thank God you get to go home. So I mentioned paradise a few minutes ago. Paradise. This is what God has created for those that love Him. Totally unlike anything that we know now. The only thing that we've ever known is a cursed age in this corruptible body with the devil aggressively trying to devour us and take us down, and the righteous horribly suffering in various ways, unjustly, right now at this moment. That's all we've ever known as we followed Jesus. But what's held out? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And then in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. Oh, my dear brother and sister, hold on to what you have. Do not let any man get your crown. Hold faithfully a little while longer, a little more testing. I don't know how soon. I don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. It could happen 1 hour from now or even earlier. But I do know the pre-trib rapture will not deliver us. So you prepare your heart and your mind for darker days, but also do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14, 27. And maybe next year, the start of the war on the saints will begin. Maybe. I don't know. It's whatever they got planned. But listen, Jesus said, Matthew 24, 9 through 11, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. And you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. So it's not only mentioning that many will apostatize, and that's the very thing that it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 3, that will precede us getting raptured along with the revealing of the Antichrist. And of course, elsewhere, the faithful saints dying rather than taking the mark of the beast. So there's many people going to fall away. But on the other hand, Daniel 12, referring to the same period of time, many are going to be purified. I believe many people are lukewarm. They're straddling the fence. And this is going to purify them, that is the ones that wake up and don't take the mark of the beast. So a lot of people are going to backslide. They're going to fall away. They're going to be damned. While other ones, about ready to be spewed out of the body of Christ, are going to sincerely repent and get purified. But whatever happens, dear brother and sister, please understand, paradise is real. And so is hell. The Apostle Paul lived an incredible godly life. But what kind of life was it? Well, in a few words, Colossians 4:18 tells us, he said, remember my chains. He's in chains. Have you been in chains yet? I doubt it. I haven't been, not yet. But here's something I think that's really important to know. Hebrews 10, 32 through 35. Remember those earlier days after you received the light when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. Other times you stood side by side with so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. And if you lose your property, if you lose your house, if you lose your life, stay faithful to Jesus. Hebrews 13:3. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. In other words, we can do that even now, not only with sympathy, but also by helping in a material way if we see a brother or sister lacking somehow, some way, but also with prayer. We're to pray for one another. Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider their outcome of their way of their life and imitate their faith. So let's talk about that a minute. Let's imitate their faith. Well, if you're acquainted with the book of Acts, we see in chapter 5, 41 and 42, the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name day after day and in the temple courts. And from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. So what caused all that? The verse before, that's Acts 5:40, they were flogged for doing the very thing they continue to do after they were told to stop talking about Jesus, and they were beat. Beat physically. Beat bloody. It says imitate their faith. That's the kind of faith they had. That's the kind of faith we got to imitate. Jeremiah 38, you can read what happened to the prophet. He was lowered into a cistern, and he sank down into the mud. For what reason? For preaching the word of God. I referred to this passage before. I want to give it to you again. Revelation 21:8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice the magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in a fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. But folks, not only can persecution be deadly, it can do just exactly the opposite. It can yield for you a great reward in heaven. So the potential for an eternal great reward comes with persecution. Remember that. Remember that truth. And Jesus said, no servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. It goes with the territory. You're not different. You're not going to escape. You might have had it easy, But all that is changing. It's all changing. You're going to be severely tested. And Jesus was all alone when he was unjustly spit on, slapped in the face, punched in the face, had his beard plucked out, and savagely flogged. And you might be too. You might be all alone. But lock your mind on God, and do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. And remember heart purity. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God. You got to make sure you do not share in the sins of others. You keep yourself pure. And if you take that mark, the mark of the beast, that's eternal sin, unforgivable sin, you will be damned. Do not take it regardless what happens. Don't take it. Don't take that mark. And try to convince all you can. They shouldn't take the mark either. I have a poem, and it's on the mark of the beast. So here we go. It's also temporary, and God himself will wipe away every tear. Don't allow the mark of the beast to become your fatal eternal snare. It's the devil's ultimate plan trying to get our very soul. He wants us in the lake of burning sulfur with fiery coals. There will be captivity or beheading for the faithful before paradise. Whatever it takes, regardless of suffering and pain, pay the price. It's also temporary, and God himself will wipe away every tear. Don't allow the mark of the beast to become your fatal eternal snare. The Lamb will afterwards lead the faithful to springs of living water. That comes after the war of the saints and their wholesale slaughter. Again, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. In the peaceful paradise where there will be no more lies. As ID 2020 Alliance stated, non-participants cannot buy or sell. The marked recipients can and will yield painful, ugly sores before hell. The serpent's fang design is incorporated in the microneedle vaccine. To think hydrogel biosensors can benefit the individual is obscene. The popular pre-trib rapture is a false and empty hope of escape. The ear-tickling deception has snared many across the landscape. But the real harvest for the devil through the pre-trib is yet to be seen. It is still a delightful fantasy, but will surely manifest as mean. Both pre-trib rapture and eternal security are taught to the devil's delight. Your enemy has doctrines of demons and wolves who oppose what is right. The unfaithful saints will be tormented with burning sulfur is the alarm. So we will face the beast and can yet miss paradise to our eternal harm. The saints will be betrayed by their family and persecuted to the death. It's part of our final spiritual test. Be faithful to Jesus to your last breath. Many will turn away from the faith, but you must be of a different kind. Forgive those who hate and oppose you, for they are dead, lost, and blind. The seed is already prospering, and truth has been thrown to the ground. Terrible coming famine and earthquakes and wickedness will abound. The new world order, or the great tribulation, which we have entered, is the wrath of the devil, idolatry, and Satan worship to be in the center. But with each passing hour, our home in paradise is getting nearer. And time is running out for the beast and false prophet. That can't be clearer. Jesus left to prepare a place for us, and he's coming back to get us too. So as the trouble and sufferings intensifies all around, don't become blue. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This present thing was started with the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic scam. It was cunningly contrived and has escalated to this dark, oppressive hour. The saints will be handed over in due time and conquered. But do not cower. Remember the faithful brothers and sisters from the past who died martyrs. We read of many throughout the scriptures, and that's just for starters. Be of that great multitude in paradise to never again be hungry or thirsty. Don't focus on the mark of the beast needed to buy or sell, but God's mercy. Imagine a holy place with no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Then there's the thousand-year reign of Christ while the devil is in chains. Our time here is but a passing breeze, so act in light of judgment day. The mark of the beast is our final test, so patiently endure and pray.